I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Four major attacks against churches in Sri Lanka in the last 6 weeks point to more trouble on the horizon. This week, the United States called for an end to impunity over these attacks. Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Greg Musselman says there's a silver lining, though.
It's causing a real growth in the gospel as a result of the persecution. Not only that, but it's those that are the pastors, the leaders, that are instructing their congregations and people that this is to be expected, and because it's happening, we feel that we're doing what God wants us to do, and as a result, we'll be strengthened in it.
Our website will direct you to action. In the meantime, pray. Next, a recent report indicates that 80% of churchgoers struggle to read the Bible daily. It's supposed to take 21 days to make a new habit. Biblica wants to help believers make that new habit a Bible reading one. They're partnering with the Wesleyan Church to hold a Bible reading campaign denomination-wide during the 8 weeks leading up to Easter Sunday, starting February 23rd. Want to join them in a community-wide engagement? You'll find the links at missionnetworknews.org. And a children's ministry is approaching a major milestone. Buckner International's Ashley Williamson says their Shoes for Orphan Souls ministry has made a notable impact so far, but is looking to do more.
Since we started in 99, we've collected and delivered over 2.75 million pairs of shoes to kids here in the United States and around the world. And we're just really hopeful that in the coming months, we'll be able to bring in a little over 250,000 pairs of shoes.
Can you help them reach the 3 million mark? Get connected at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for countries of Eurasia. When you support their Olympic Bible outreach, they'll send you the 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.